Exodus, the first chapter, and beginning with verse 26, we'll read through verse 29. We'll read these four verses, we'll read them responsively, and we'll turn to yet one other verse a few pages later, and we'll read that verse together. Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 29. Let's stand, please, for the reading of this passage. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, "Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." And God said, "Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat." Now turn to Genesis chapter 9, and we'll read verse 3. We'll read it together, please. Ready? "Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb have I given you all things." And let's pray. We're thankful, Lord, for this hour, this time of the week, for this very service. There has been a lot of things that have happened in the history of this church, the Sunday evening service. Maybe it's a little special for some reason, but thank you for Sunday evenings, and thank you for this crowd of people gathered here tonight. We pray that you deal with every heart, and we pray, of course, for thy power to be upon our preacher. Thanks again for being a wonderful Lord and for giving us this time together. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'll take a lot of that. You'll blow it up and pop it, John. Let me read for you, without your turning to it, a portion of what we read a while ago. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." Notice, after our likeness and in our image. "And let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, and the fowl of the air, and the cattle, and all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." Then God said, a little later on, he said, "Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat." He's talking about the plant life, trees, herbs. He said, "That'll be to you for meat." And then I read in Genesis 9:3, "Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb have I given you all things." I want to talk to you tonight on the subject, human nature is not really human nature. Our Heavenly Father, tonight, this is a truth that a lot of these people have never heard before. Some have. But hundreds and several thousand people in this room have never heard this truth before. And yet it's something that ought to be emphasized. And so tonight, I come to do it. I need your help tonight. I always do. But tonight, I need your help. And I pray you'd help me, because I want to help those whom thou hast given to me as my responsibility and my charge. So please help me, because I cannot help others till I am first helped by thee. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Somebody makes a mistake, commits a sin, and they'll excuse it by saying, well, I'm only human. Or they will commit a sin or make a mistake and they'll say, well, to err is human, to forgive is divine. Now those people do not understand what humanity is. No, to err is not human. To forgive is divine, but it's not only divine. To err is not human. To forgive is human. Now, I will not preach as long as usual tonight, but I want to give you 10 statements, line upon line, precept upon precept. And I want you to follow me in your mind very carefully as I give you these 10 statements to set something straight in our minds that most people do not have the foggiest idea about. The first statement I want to make is this, very basic. God is a triune or a trinity. God is a triune God. He is a trinity. He is one God in three different manifestations. Three different persons in one Godhead. He's one God. He is Father. He is Son. He is Holy Spirit. In the third chapter of Matthew, when our Lord was baptized, the Bible says that Jesus went down into the water and John baptized him. There's the Son in the water. The Holy Spirit descended in the form of a dove. There was a Holy Spirit hovering over the Son. A voice out of heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." That was God the Father, the voice of heaven, God the Son in the water, and God the Holy Spirit hovering over God the Son as God the Father spoke His pleasure with the Son. Don't you believe these heretics that tell you that Jesus is the only person in the Godhead. Don't you believe that? These Jesus-only people have problems, very serious problems. There is a Jehovah God. And that's one reason why, if you want to know something, that's one reason why that their religion is so giddish. They've got a little Jesus to carry around with them, almost like you'd carry a rabbit's foot around with you. And he's their little Jesus. But I want to serve notice to you that up in heaven tonight there is a God of majesty. And there is a God of justice and a God of honor and a God of dignity. And this little charismatic movement going around today elevates our Lord's God into just being somewhat of a little good buddy that you run around with. There is a holy God on His throne in heaven tonight. There's a just God on His throne in heaven tonight. There is a heavenly Father. There is a heavenly Father. And there is the third named person of the Trinity, even the blessed Holy Spirit who comes in mighty power. These people that talk about the Jesus only will turn around and talk about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I don't understand that. If it's a Jesus only, where does the Holy Ghost come in here at all? The truth is, there is a Savior, virgin born, sinless life, vicarious death, bodily resurrection, interceding for us at the right hand of the Father, who's going to come in the clouds of glory to receive us to Himself. But there is, at His right hand tonight, in the glory world, there still is a holy and righteous and majestic God whom we ought to awe and honor and revere and worship and praise. And there's likewise the Holy Spirit of God, who is our power, our energy, our comfort, our strength, our guide, and our leader. The first statement I want to make is God is a Trinity. Now the second statement I want to make. One of that triune God was human. was human. No, I didn't say he became human, said he already was human. Jesus always was the human part of the Godhead. Always was. You see, we equate humanity with fallen flesh, but that is not true. Jesus has always been, he was from the beginning, the man-like person of the Godhead. Now, don't think that's liberalism. It's not. See, I'm not trying to pull Jesus down to man. I'm trying to pull man up where he ought to be. See, being a man is something else. It was King David who said to Solomon, when he was telling Solomon about the fact that Solomon would someday be the king, and King David said to Solomon, "Show thyself a man." He wasn't saying, "Flex your muscle and show them how strong you are." He wasn't saying, "Pick up your weights and show them how much you can bench press." He was saying, "Show thyself as a real man, like Jesus was a real man, always was, always will be." I'm saying, one of the Godhead, human. Now, you see, we equate humanity with sinful flesh. But God did not make humanity to sin. And I'll get to that in a few minutes if you'll follow me carefully. Number three, Jesus did not become man in Bethlehem. He became flesh in Bethlehem. John 1:14, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." But Jesus was already man, and always was man, and always was human, and was already human. He just became flesh in Bethlehem. By the way, he's still man tonight. Folks have the idea that Jesus was God, and he was God, but he was the human part of God. Look, God made us in his image. That's why we love, because God loved. Human beings were made to love. So to love is human. We are made to worship God. So to worship is human. Sinning is not human. Doing wrong is not human. Doing right is human. Because Jesus was the human of the Godhead. 1 Timothy 2:5, there's one God and one mediator between God and man. Hey, listen, Pope. Hey, across the street down there, listen. One God, one mediator, not you. Get out of your confessional booth. Let Jesus in there. Yeah. Move over, Mary. Jesus is coming in. Yeah. Yeah. There's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. Who's my intercessor tonight? The man part of the Godhead. Now somebody's going to say, Brother Howes is making Jesus not God. Oh, I'm not making Jesus not God. I'm not trying to lower God at all. I'm trying to lift man, humanity where God intended humanity to be in the first place. I said, number one, God is a Trinity. I said, number two, one of this Trinity always was human. I said, number three, he did not become human or become man. He always was. He just became flesh at Bethlehem. Number four, God decided to make some more human beings. God enjoyed the fellowship with Jesus, the Son, so much. God decided to make a whole race of little Jesuses. So he made man in order that there may be an entire race of people who could all mean to him what Jesus meant to him in eternity. So he decided to make more human beings. Now, man, I'm having a hard time not getting on down where I should, to tell you what I want to tell you. I'm having an awful hard time holding it back. So you pray for me because I want to get down there right now. But you don't want to get home, you don't want to get home that early. So I got to think of something to say for 10 minutes before I get down there. But I said, number one, God is a Trinity. I said, number two, one of the Trinity was human, Jesus. I said, number three, he did not become a man in Bethlehem. He already was a man. I said, number four, God decided to make more human beings, and the human beings that God made were like Jesus. Number five, first, he must provide for this human being he's going to make. Now, this is the message. God made plant life. Plant life has a body, has no soul. He made plant life for man to eat. Now, don't leave me that, because I'm going to tell you something after a while that's going to shock you. He made plant life for man to eat. A body, no soul. I mean, you walk up and talk to a tree, he won't wag his tail. I mean, you walk up to a plant, it won't lick your cheek. God made plant life, just a body, no soul. Why did he make it? For man to eat. God made animals, body, soul, no spirit. Genesis 2:7 says that God breathed into man the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Leviticus 17:11 says the life of the flesh is in the blood. So when God breathed into man the breath of life, he put blood in his veins. A dog has that. Now, a dog doesn't live forever, but a dog has a soul. A cat has a soul. Animals have soul. Now, why did God give us animals? The Bible says he gave us animals for meat. It says in Genesis 1:28-29, he gave us plant life for meat. In Genesis 9:3, it says he gave us, are you listening to me now? He gave us animals for meat. So God made a tree, or our plant life, a body, no soul. He made animals, a body and a soul, no spirit. He made man, body, soul, and spirit. Now, that means that if man loses his spirit, he just has a body and a soul. Is that right? So when Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, and when you sin, Romans 5:12, wherefore is by one man sin into the world, and death by sin, so death passed on all men, for all have sinned. When that took place, that means that man no longer was alive spiritually. Is that right? Right? All right. That means he only had a body and a soul, right? Then eat him. Eat him. The cannibals are no more heathen than you are that are not born again. You didn't follow me, did you? Well, why didn't you say something? I'm saying that God created animals with a body and a soul and no spirit for me, for us. If all you're going to be is an animal, we ought to eat you. Of course, you Polish people are awful tough. In the time they serve me a Polak, I just eat the noodles. All right? What does it mean? It means that God has made plant life just a body. Listen to me. God has made animal life, body, and soul. God made man, body, soul, and spirit. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what humanity is. Humanity is a creature of God made with a body, with a soul, and with the capacity of walking and fellowshipping with his God.
I said, number one, God is a Trinity. I said, number two, one of those three in the Godhead is human, Jesus. I said, number four, he did not become human in Bethlehem. He became flesh in Bethlehem. He always was human. I said, number four, God decided to make some more human beings, man. I said, number five, first he must provide for that human being. So he gave us plant life, body. He gave us animal life, body, soul, for our meat. I said, number six, now he makes man, body, soul, and spirit. Now, as God made man in the Garden of Eden, he was human. Hear me now. In the Garden of Eden, when man walked with God, fellowship with God, obeyed God, he was human. When man sinned, his spirit died. He no longer was alive spiritually. He only had a body and a soul. Man, in his unregenerate state, is not human. No, you're not human. Well, to err is human. No, it's not. God, not to err is human. To err is fleshly. Well, after all, I'm only human. I'm not perfect. Oh, to be human is to be perfect. God made another, God made us human in order we may fellowship with him in the image of his own dear son. Now he makes man. Number seven, man fails. Man fails, and in his failure, he is no longer human. Number eight, all of redemption. All of redemption was to make man human again. That's why Jesus said, God said in Genesis 3:15, someday the seed of woman shall bruise the head of that serpent. That's why every lamb was offered on the altar of the temple, the brazen altar in the tabernacle. That's why every priest wore holy garments. That's why they had special days, holy occasions, special seasons, special headdress, special clothes, special robes, special celebrations, special seasons, holy days. Why? They were all pointing to the Redeemer who someday was going to come. And why was the virgin birth? What was the sinless life all about? What was the death of Christ all about? What was his resurrection from the dead all about? Jesus came and lived and died and rose in order to make man human again. Man fell, he dehumanized himself. He was animal. His spirit was dead. And all redemption was to make man human again. Number nine, I said number one, God is a Trinity. I said number two, one of that Trinity is human, that's Jesus. I said number three, he didn't become man in Bethlehem. He became flesh. He always was human. I said number four, God decided to make some more human beings. I said number five, he first provided for him plant life, body, animal life, body, soul. I said number six, he made man body, soul, spirit. I said number seven, man failed. He sinned. He turned his back on his God. And he became not human anymore. Jesus came and lived and died to make man human again and to restore man to his original humanity. Now, somebody's going to leave this building tonight and say, Brother House doesn't believe in the deity of Jesus. Oh, yes, I do. Nobody believes in the deity of Christ more than I do. The difference in you and me, brother, is I believe that man is a whole lot higher than you have ever dreamed that man was supposed to be. Number nine, this is why Jesus stayed on earth for 33 years. Now follow me. You ever wonder why Jesus didn't come, go to the cross the next day, or 3 days maybe, and be buried? Do you ever wonder why he came and spent 33 years here on earth? Here's why. To show us what we were meant to be. That's why he stayed. That's what it means in Romans 5 when it says, being justified by faith, we shall be saved by his life. Doesn't mean we're saved from hell. We're justified, that saves from hell, by faith in his death and burial and resurrection. But by his life, he showed us what we were meant to be and what he redeemed us to be. For example, 1 John 4:17. As he is, so are ye, are we in this world. That's human. Philippians 2:5. Let this mind be in you which is also in Christ Jesus. That's human. John 14:12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall do, because I go to my Father. That's human. It is not human to sin. It is human not to sin. Rock music is not human. It's beastly. Lying is not human. It's beastly. Hollywood movies are not human. They're beastly. Jesus came to earth as a baby to show babies what a human baby ought to be like. He was a beginner to show beginners what a beginner human ought to be like. He was a primary in order to show primary children what a human primary ought to be like. He was a junior in order to show junior boys and girls what a junior human ought to be like. He was a teenager in order to show teenage boys and girls what a teenage human ought to be like. He was an adult in order that he might show all adults everywhere what a human adult ought to be. And brother, you're not human when you sin. You have no right to hide behind that shield. You have no right to hide behind that. You ought to say, brother, I'm human and I ought to live like Jesus lived, because that's what humanity is all about. Soul winning is human. Prayer is human. Bible study is human. Separation is human. Walking with God is human. Abiding in Christ is human. Number 10. I said number 1, God is a Trinity. I said number 2, one of that Trinity was human, Jesus. I said number 3, he did not become human in Bethlehem. He became flesh in Bethlehem. He always was human. I said number 4, God decided to make some more human beings. Man. I said number 5, he first must provide for this human being who was body, soul, and spirit, a body in plant life, a body and soul in animal life, for meat. I said number 6, now he makes man. Body, soul, and spirit, and that is what a human is. I said number 7, man fell and failed and no longer was human. You don't need the Bible to believe this. Go to Las Vegas. You don't need the Bible to believe this. Go down here to one of these taverns in Calumet City. You don't need the Bible to believe this. Turn your TV on tonight and you go home. You don't need the Bible to believe this. Look at the dirty, rotten cesspool of Hollywood that comes in your home with that VCR machine you've got. I'm saying man outside of God's will, walking in the flesh, is not human, he is animal. And Jesus came to lift you from being a beast to being a man again. That's what it's all about. That's why he died. And then he came and lived here for 33 years. Show us what he meant for us to be in the first place. Then number 10, he then showed us the power by which this could be done. The Holy Spirit.
God never forgets a thing, does He?
He said, this is what I intended for you to be like. Look at me. And I look at him and I say, Lord, I could never be that way. I cannot love like that. He said, John 15:12, I'm supposed to love like you love. You said in Ephesians 4:30-31, I'm supposed to forgive like you forgive. You said in 1 John 4:17, I'm supposed to be as you are. You said in John 14:12, I'm supposed to work as you are. You said in John 20:21, I'm supposed to be sent like you are. Lord, I've tried to love like you and I can't. I've tried to forgive like you and I can't. I've tried to work like you and I can't. I've tried to want this book like you and I can't. He says, let me tell you how I did it. I did it in the power of the Holy Spirit. And that same Holy Spirit is available to every single person in this room tonight. And there is no excuse for everybody in this room tonight not to be like Jesus. You either walk in the Spirit or you're not human. Do you hear me? You either walk in the Spirit or you're not human. I'm asking a question. Is your music human or animal? It's one or the other. Human or animal? It's one or the other. Everybody likes it. Yeah, everybody's animals too. Yeah. I want to say a word to you rock music people. Come on, puppy dog. Come on, kitty, 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 kitty. Come on. Suey. 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 Yeah. I'm talking your language now. Makes more sense than that stuff you listen to. I ask you a question. Listen. You say, well, nobody is perfect. I'm just human. Well, if you're human, you wouldn't listen to that. If you're animal, that's what you listen to. Jesus died to make you human again. Ask a question. Is your TV man or human? I don't know what kind of soap operas they have now. Last time I kept up with soap operas was 1940s. We had Stella Dallas. And now the true to life story of Stella Dallas and her daughter Laurie. Will Laurie stay with Dick? Or will Dick run off with Laurie's best friend? The memories, memories, dreams of love so true. O'er the seas of memories, I'm really drifting back to you. Have you tried Oxydol? Jesus came and died to redeem you from the soap operas and make you human again. He died to make you sing human music. He died to make you listen to human radio. He died to make you read human literature. He died so you could do human habits. He died so you could wear human dress. Let's stop out there a minute. Ask a question. How many of you have a dog? What's he wearing today? Hey, you mixed bathing crowd. Suey! 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 God didn't put any clothes on an animal. They run around naked all the time. Start naked. Which are you? Huh?
Oh, you sit in the house. I wear a lot of clothes. But which, what pictures do you look at? Huh? Animal? Human. How about the books you read? Human or animal? How about the friends you have? Human or animal? Ladies and gentlemen, too long we have hidden behind the facade of, well, we're just human. Nobody's perfect. We're all human. Sorry, I used the wrong word. Why don't you say we're all animals? Because if you are not properly related to your God, you are not like Jesus, and Jesus is the human part of the Godhead. And because God made you to be another little Jesus, to fellowship with Himself, God made you human, listen to me, even as Jesus was human, always was, is, always will be, the man Christ Jesus is my intercessor tonight. The man Christ Jesus. Now you say you mean he's not God? No, he's the human of the Godhead. He's the God-man. Always has been the God-man. Didn't become the God-man when he came to earth. He's always has been the God-man. Always will be the God-man. And Jesus came to redeem you so you once again could elevate yourself or be elevated to the lofty, high position of humanity. That's what the Scripture means when it says, quit you like men. They say, boy, I'm going to bust you in the nose. You man enough to do it? No, what you ought to say, are you animal enough to do it? Guy bench presses 500 pounds. What a man. No, what an animal. I'm not against bench pressing 500 pounds. I'm one of the biggest weightlifters in this church. Every time I get up. I'm not against that. I'll tell you what I am against. I'm against you being consumed by that. Are you a man? David said to Solomon, I want you to be a man. He wasn't saying, I want you to take boxing lessons, karate lessons, wrestling lessons, weightlifting. He wasn't saying that. I'm not against any of those things. He was saying, you're a man made in the image of God, made for God Himself to be another little Jesus on earth. Jesus came, or is coming, David could have said to Solomon, to pay the penalty to redeem fallen man back to his manhood from his beasthood. That's all I'm saying. Ladies and gentlemen, be proud that you're human. And act like a human. Act like human beings were supposed to act. And they are supposed to act. You know, I've always lacked what I am. I was born in Texas, and I'm proud of it. A Texan. And I like to say, Texas is the only state in the Union that did not that was not annexed. We came in by treaty. We were a foreign country. We had our own president. We came into the United States by treaty. That's why we're proud. And I'm glad to be a Texan. I'm a Baptist. I'm glad to be a Baptist. I'm not going to take the word Baptist off our sign out there. I don't like to drink any bottle that hasn't got a sign on the outside of it. I'm a Baptist. I said, I'm Baptist, but little B. I'm Baptist with a big B. I remember First Baptist Church in Hammond. Not ashamed of it. I want everybody to know it. I'm human. And I'm proud to be a human being. And I want to be one. And since I want to be one, I want to live like a human being was intended to live, made to live. I want to sing what human beings were made to sing. I want to go where human beings were supposed to go. I want to read what human beings were supposed to read. I want to live like human beings were supposed to live. And that's what the wise man was saying to his son. He was saying, "Son, show thyself a man." Boy, I like to take a walk. Little birds up there singing, popping off, bragging. I like to stick my tongue out at it and say, "Thank you for your course, but you're sort of second rate up there." See, the other day I saw these little Pekingese dogs. Fido. Phydeaux. You've seen them. Fido. Looked at me as if I was a peasant. We said, "Have you ever had a dog that had papers?" "Oh, yes, at first." I looked at that little Pekingese dog and I said, "You little snoot, you. You think you're so hot. You ought to be a human. I'm a man. And bless God, I want to be in control of this thing here. I want to fulfill the purpose for humanity. And that means if I do, I've got to be as best I can in the power of God's Holy Spirit. I've got to be as best I can what Jesus was. A human. A human. What an exalted position. How dare you drag something so exalted as humanity into a dirty movie house? How dare you drag something so exalting as humanity into an adult reading place? How dare you drag something so exalted as humanity into a Playboy magazine? How dare you bring something so exalted as humanity into rock music? We're human beings. Rise up, folks." I recall one Sunday morning I said that. I said, "Rise up!" Everybody stood up. I was scared to death. You're going to do it just then. Scared to death. Don't rise up, but rise up, folks. You're somebody. I'm a man.